I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, Isabel. Hi, Camden. Hi, Calvin. Well, those were some pretty hard things in Scripture to hear, weren't they? And you know what? They're even a little bit harder to understand. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about what Mr. Conrad, what Mickey read for us before the gospel lesson, the lesson in Hebrews, where the writer says this, "Do not neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another." So as we're thinking about this, I wanted to ask you the difference between getting to do something and having to do something. Right? Because the words we say matter, and they can mean different things. So what's the difference between having to do something and getting to do something? What do you think, Camden? If you have to put your clothes away, it sounds a lot different than, I get to put my clothes away, right? It sounds more like a chore. More like something that you kind of dread or don't want to do. What do you think, Calvin? That's really good. So Calvin says that if you have to do something, it's a requirement. But if it's not a requirement, if it's not something you're required to do, then it's more optional. You get to do it. So let's think about this for a minute, maybe as it relates to homework. How different does it sound if you say, I have to do my homework, or I get to do my homework? I have to help do my chores. I get to help do my chores. How different does that sound? It sounds kind of like a bad difference, like, oh, I have to do my homework. Have to do what my parents tell me to do. I get to do what my parents tell me to do. It sounds like it's a little bit more of a privilege, more maybe it's something a little bit more special. Well, there are a lot of people who think on Sunday mornings or maybe even other times during the week, oh, I have to go to church. It sounds like a chore, sounds like it's something hard, maybe something they don't necessarily want to do, but maybe something they feel obligated or required to do. But how different does it sound if we say, I get to go to church on Sunday morning? Calvin says it means this, that we get to go to church. Well, last week we had a baptism. Kate was baptized. And there are a lot of things that happen in baptism, but one of them is that God adopts us into God's family. And one of the things that we get to do as members of God's family is we get to gather together every Sunday to praise and worship God, to eat a special meal that God provides for us, and to enjoy being together. And so often when we're together, we can encourage one another and support one another, which is actually one of the promises that we make when other people are baptized, right? Last week when Kate was baptized, we promised her that we would support her and care for her and pray for her. And when we were baptized, other people promised that to us. And then when everybody else is baptized, we promise that. So being a part of God's family means we get to do a lot of things. We get to pray for people. We get to encourage them. We get to support them. We get to come to church on Sundays and be together with our family and have a special meal together. So maybe can we say all together, I get to come to church on Sundays. I get to come to church on Sundays. So see, next Sunday, see if you can remember that when your mom or dad wakes you up early and says, okay, let's get ready for church. Instead of saying, oh, do I have to? You say, okay, I get to go to church. Woohoo! Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for your church. And thank you that we get to come to church. Help us to love one another and to encourage each other and to support one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats.